Have you ever wondered how they update charts? Well, I'm going to tell you anyways. So we're given an area, and then it is broken up into little squares called sheets, and they are numbered by order of priority. So the first thing we do is a big outline, so a big square around the sheet, and that gives us a nice clean edge to our data. Then we go ahead and do cross sections, and this gives us an idea of what's on the sheet as well as the speed of sound throughout the sheet. So you can see here this green track of us doing a big square and then our cross sections. And then of course we do the multi-beam coverage. So it is sometimes north-south, sometimes east-west. Sometimes you have to get a little creative filling it all in based on what's there. If any holes are made, we go back and we fill those in. We call them holidays. And this is kind of what it looks like, us filling in all the little gaps in one sheet. And last, we do bottom sampling, which gives us the seafloor characteristics. I'll make a whole video on that. So all that data then goes to the main office where they do all the data processing and implement it into the new update for paper and electronic charts. They always give us way more work than we can accomplish because if we're out here, they want us working. So we start with the higher priorities, work towards the lower, but it's kind of expected that we're not going to finish. And so we just put it back on the to-do list and keep going with the scheduled trips for the year. This is HIPAC. This is what it looks like when we're driving multi-beam coverage from the bridge. There's a hole right there. We're going to have to go back and fill in. But basically you follow this line, making sure there's good overlap between the previous swath. This is our beam width, which changes depending on depth. And this little screen tells me what's the direction of my guideline, what the next one is, and how far to go.